starting off on a good foot this morning, a little bit late and with some technology issues. You'll notice everything has been moving around like crazy. We're replacing the flooring in the majority of the church, so things have been getting shuffled around, and in that shuffle there is chaos, so bear with any of our flaws as we go through the service this morning. We're trying to get it back and running after all the sorting out. We do have a few announcements this morning, so if you'd open up your bulletins if you have them, that would be great. Grace May is here, and she's going to be giving a missionary update this morning, both during the service and during Sunday school, so stick around for that. And then if you would like to give an offering for her, there will be an opportunity for that during Sunday school hour. We are looking for volunteers for the nursery. We are graduating a few seniors this year, which means we are losing some people in our nursery volunteer rotation. So if you'd like to help out in the nursery during Sunday morning service, that'd be a great opportunity to help serve the parents of the church. The nursing home birthday party is Monday, July 25th. That will be, 2 weeks from now. So if you would like to do a reading or share something or just visit at the nursing home for their birthday party, that is July 25th at 2 p.m. Also, we are going to Diamond Willow this week with a couple of the youth group kids, Kelly and her sister and myself, with Isaiah and Allie Gortmaker. We are headed down. We're leaving at 2 p.m. So if you would be praying for us as we go down there and praying for the ministry, I just wanted to say a huge thank you from all of them and all the kids going on trips this year. They have all been fully supported through their fundraisers and through you guys' generosity. So thank you guys so much for giving them that opportunity to go and serve down there. That'll be a great experience for them, and it's also an awesome opportunity to share the gospel in a place pretty close to home for us. So thank you all. Are there any other announcements this morning before we start? All right. The call to worship is John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
If you'd like to take your hymnals, or if the hymn is on the screen, we're going to sing hymn 444. I'll go where you want me to go. Please stand as we sing together. 444. It may not be on the mountain tops or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle front, my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he fails to pass, I do not know. I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words which Jesus would have me speak. There may be now in the paths of sin some wanderer whom I should seek. O Savior, if thou wilt be my guide, though dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo with the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lowly place in earth's harvest field so wide, where I may labor through life's short day, through Jesus the crucified. So trusting my all unto thy care, I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Greet one another this morning if you wish.
Well, good morning again. You see in your bulletin it says that Grace is going to come give a brief update. She is going to do that after the offering, so we're not skipping Grace. But this is our opportunity for praises and prayer requests. So if you have any you would like to share this morning, this will be your opportunity to do that. While you're thinking about that, a couple, yesterday an email went out about the Ohm's son-in-law with the barn door caught by the wind that hit him in the face, and the doctors have said they won't be able to do anything until tomorrow for him, so continue to pray for him and the damage. I think there's some broken bones, Jim, is that in the face, so you could pray for him. Continue to pray for the Koth family, the passing of Chad's dad, and that service is going to be July 22nd at the Nazarene Church, and pray for the storm damage from this past week. We're thankful that it wasn't worse than it was, but a lot of people had damaged crops and tree limbs down and lots of water to deal with and so forth. So we're thankful for the rain, but pray for those who are dealing with some less than pleasant side effects of that. And we're happy to see Brian and Deb Bonebright this morning. Glad that you are here today. And do you have anything you'd like to share this morning about Nathan? Kind of putting you on the spot, but. If you don't want to, that's okay, but he will be coming home when?
We are planning on Nathan coming home the week of the 18th.
Okay. Okay.
So that we have to taught how to teach him to use the eye so that it marries the two images together. But all in all, it's been a miraculous.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with very little notice. But we will continue to pray for Nathan and pray for the transition to him coming home next week, hopefully, and the adjustment that needs to be made there. We have other praises or prayer requests this morning? Ernie? Thankful to hear that too. So, yeah, I'm glad you're doing okay. Any others this morning? All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us, and we thank you for the opportunity to come together to worship you. We thank you for this local body of believers and for the privilege that it is to be your children. And for the privilege that it is to fellowship together, to encourage one another, to lift up prayers and praises, to share in expressing our thankfulness for your provision and your protection, and to come alongside one another and intercede for needs. We thank you for your protection this past week for Ernie as he was traveling and for others that were perhaps in places that were not ideal when the storm hit. And we thank you for your protection there. We thank you that the damage was not worse than it was. We do pray especially for farmers who are dealing with loss of crops, and we just pray that you would continue to be with anyone who's still dealing with some of the side effects of that storm. We do thank you for the good report about Nathan. We thank you for the way that you have been working in his life and the healing that has taken place, and we pray for the transition, as a plan is for him to come back home next week, and we pray for the things that still need to happen for him, the eye issue especially, for the work that needs to happen for his brain and his eye to work together in the way that they should. And so we pray that you would just intercede there and pray that that would happen according to your time. We pray for Brian and Deb as they prepare for the adjustment to having him home and the things that they will need to do to help him. We do pray that you would be with the Ohm's son-in-law and the damage to his face after the barn door hit him, and we pray for the work that the surgeons may need to do tomorrow. We pray that they would be able to make the repairs that are necessary, and pray for healing there. Pray for Ron and June as they are helping take care of some of the responsibilities at home where he was. And we just pray that you would be with his healing. We pray that you would be with Derek and Kelly and with the students that are going with them this week to Diamond Willow. And we thank you for the opportunity that they have to be there and to work there with the camp that will be there this week. And we just pray that there will be many students who will be in attendance, and pray that they would be attentive to what they will hear taught And we pray that there may be some young people who would come to know Christ as Savior this week, and that there would be encouragement and edification for those who maybe already know Christ as Savior. And we pray that you'd be with the leaders, not just from here, but the others that will be there as well. You guide them in their work. We pray that you would be with the Elliots, and we pray for their ministry at Frontier. We pray that you'd give them a good summer, watch over them in their travels, and pray that summer would give them an opportunity for rest as well. And then as they're preparing for the start of a new school year, pray especially for Andrew and his responsibilities as the dean. We thank you that Grace and Stephen can be here today, and we have the opportunity to hear from Grace about her work, and pray that you continue to be with her as well, and the opportunities that she has to minister to and encourage the students there at KU. We thank you for the work that's gone on in our building here in recent weeks. We thank you for everyone who has been part of moving furniture and then moving furniture back, and painting and cleaning and just all the different things that have been going on here. And we thank you for providing financially for the opportunity to replace the carpet, and I just thank you for the many hours of labor that have gone into making everything happen. And we just pray that we would continue to be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with, and that we would carefully and wisely use the resources that you have given to us for the purposes that you have given it to us, that we would be careful to use it in a way that's honoring and glorifying to you, that we would use it both for this body of believers, but also we thank you for the ministries that we're able to support, the missionaries and other ministries that we're able to help fund in the works that they are able to do as well. We do pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive. We thank you for your generous provision for our needs as individuals and families, but also for us as a local body of believers. And we thank you most of all for your love for us, for the gift of your son Jesus, for forgiveness for our sins, for the hope of eternal life, knowing that our future is secure and that we will be forever in your presence. And we just pray that you would be honored and glorified in everything that we do in the rest of our time together this morning. And pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we have the privilege of having Grace with us, and Stephen and Jameson as well. And as Grace is one of our missionaries, we'll get Lauer to give her a little tease, and then we're going to have her family come up to do the special. And just a reminder, when we do get to Sunday school, when we do have the offering, that will be a special offering, a love offering for Grace and the ministry that she has been entrusted to. So, Grace.
Thanks, Pastor Jim. Yeah, if you don't know, my name is Grace May. I used to be Peterson and related to all the giants in the back. So it's been really fun. We had vacation for most of this week, and so fun to be back in South Dakota. 4 years ago, we got married in this church, and so that feels kind of like yesterday and a long time ago. So it was fun to, kind of be back in here and remember. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for your support and your prayer. Hopefully you guys all get to meet Jameson. You probably might know Stephen, but he's 10 months old. He's very cute. Hopefully he's happy. But I just wanted to say thanks so much for your prayer. In that, I had a high-risk pregnancy with a surgery, and he's doing well, and I'm doing well. And so just don't take that for granted. And so I just want to say thank you so much for your, care and prayer and emails and texts and things like that. I wanted to share a little bit about what I do. So I've been on staff with the Navigators for about 14 years. We'll say that. Yeah, I think 14. And I've been right now at the University of Kansas and serving in the Central Plains region. So Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas recently. So it's been really fun and really exciting. There's like 17 million college students in the U.S. I looked it up last night, and it's just such a strategic time of people leaving home and understanding what does it look like for their faith, and people considering maybe what does it look like to walk with Jesus for the first time. And then they go everywhere after they graduate. So students I've worked with are in Budapest, Hungary, are in India, are in their farm in Kansas or farm in Indiana. So all over. It's just fun to hear how their understanding of what it looks like to walk with Jesus impacts not just their life, but hopefully a lifetime of family that they go back to, as well as peers and roommates and everyone they interact with. So I wanted to share briefly. I right now meet with a woman named Becca. She's on staff. She's an intern, and I'm helping train. And she's meeting with a student named Lauren and a student named Cassie. So Lauren, she came to Christ. She grew up in a church, but as we're like opening the Bible, she's like, I don't think I believe this. You take the Bible really seriously. And like, I don't know, I just believe parts of it. And so she's just, if you think of Lauren, if you want to pray for her, she's thinking about what does it look like for me to like really believe all of the Bible and not just pick and choose pieces. So I'm coaching Becca kind of through, how do you have a conversation about that? And how do you interact with the Bible? And she does a fabulous job, but we just think about it and pray for Lauren as I also get to interact with her. And then she's meeting with a girl named Cassandra, and Cassandra is a sophomore from Seattle. So at the University of Kansas, there's a lot of people that come from all over because they like Jayhawk basketball because we're really good, better for better or worse. So, she came to cheer for Jayhawk basketball, and in the process of knowing what it looks like to walk with Jesus, she now has this vision of how do I read the Bible. So one of the great things about technology is she's reading the Bible through the book of John with friends from back home in Seattle and thinking about what does it look like for them to walk with Jesus. So that's kind of a snippet with the Navigators just love in general to watch how God works in people's lives, that they would know Christ, that they would make him known and help others do the same. So thanks so much for how you're a part of that. I couldn't do it without you guys as well. And so I just want to thank you so much for that. So stay for Sunday school if you want to hear anything more and see pictures. So anyway, you guys can come up and we can sing.
The number we've selected to sing this morning is "To God Be the Glory."
So loved he the world that Thank you, Grace, for, I gotta get our sound tuned back down again a little bit here, but thank you, Grace, for sharing with us here this morning. It's always good to hear of how the Lord is working around our country and then on to different parts of the world. Look forward to hearing a little bit more about that. And then thank you for the family for sharing that song with us this morning. That's, I don't know if that's ever a non-appropriate time to sing a song like that. As we were choosing songs for this week, after coming home to assess the damage, my first thought for a song was "Till the Storm Passes By," but that wasn't in my folder of music. So, but we did choose a few others. So let's stand and sing a few praises this morning.
Hallelujah, glory to the Lord.
even through the storms, we got to praise the Lord, because he does keep us safe. And it's sometimes just a nudging of, you should stop, or maybe you should take this other route, as we did on our way home, looking, we're going to go this way, no, we're going to go that way. So. Last song.
Father, as we have reminded ourselves in song that it is because of the work of Christ on the cross, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension to your right hand, that we can come into your presence. It is nothing of our in and of ourselves, but it is the work that was accomplished on our behalf. And Father, as we have sung to you and have worshiped together through our service, as we open to your word, may our hearts and minds be prepared that you have given us this message to tell others, and help us to be obedient to that commission. In Jesus' name, amen.